Okay, greetings everyone. It's just, somebody else just joined us. It's a little bit after 10, the time scheduled for another status conference about the reset matter. And we only have department staff in the room here, so I'm Gary Spackman.
Any Blades?
Kenny White.
And again, I could ask people to announce themselves in alphabetical order, but let's just see if we can be orderly about it. So just pipe up and we'll try to sort through it. Who's first?
John.
Thank you, John.
Karen McHugh.
Thank you, Candace. Travis, did I hear you speak up?
Yep.
Okay. And then Dwayne, thank you.
This is Ed Goodman.
Thank you, Ed.
Sarah Klein.
Thank you, Sarah. Others?
Rob Harris.
Rob, thanks for being on. Others? Ken, thank you. Anybody else? Let's see, I'm wondering, has Jerry Rigby participated previously? I don't recall. But Jerry has. He's not on this morning. Lyle, Tony? We don't have them either. And it looks like Norm Semenko has participated. Is Norm on? Okay, well, we'll launch with the participants we have. So I'm hoping there have been additional discussions. I heard through the grapevine that the parties have been earnestly pursuing a settlement. Is there a spokesman out there in the crowd that wants to speak? Who should I pick on?
I'm happy to jump in. Okay with everyone else?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. The parties have had several discussions since our last status conference. I think we made a lot of progress. We were hoping to again be able to use your conference line after this call and stay on. We have been circulating draft language for a proposed settlement, as well as talking about procedural mechanisms for implementing the settlement. Garrett Baxter from the AG's office was kind enough to also participate in some of those discussions and brainstorm around some of those issues. So there are some complexities there that we still are working through. I think we're all, I would like to say we're all working together, and we're going to get somewhere. We're all on the same page about reaching a settlement on this matter, and trying to do it as expedited manner as possible. But we don't have anything to present to you today. I'll leave it there and see if anyone else wants to add it.
Anyone else? Okay, I am happy to offer our party line to you, and the conference room here is open, and I don't know whether you want to sit in, Emmy, or whether you did last time, but the phone is available until just before 11 o'clock, then we have another call coming in at 11. So I'm sorry I can't offer it for longer. My other concern is that, and my primary goal in this, honestly, in this whole matter, is to promote a settlement. I've said several times in various forums that a settlement to this particular issue, I think, is by far the best way to resolve this issue. But I also have a secondary responsibility to try to decide this issue, I think, before it arises again in the fall. And so I was thinking that perhaps I needed to start talking with the parties about some hearing dates, perhaps in late July sometime. I don't think we established or identified hearing dates, but I'm not sure this is the appropriate time. And maybe if, Emmy, if you sit in on these discussions, maybe at the end the parties can talk about whether they feel there's a need to schedule, identify some dates, given the, where the discussions are headed. Would that be okay? And I wouldn't sit through them. Did somebody else just join us?
Yes, Mandy Davis for Jerry Rigby. He's speaking engagement.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mandy. Is that acceptable to everybody? Hearing that it's not?
Well, if I can jump in, Director, this is Ed Goodman again.
Yeah.
Two things that I think we need to talk about today in regard to what you just said. One is there are two pieces to what we're trying to work through. One is a procedural one, and one is a substantive one. And we may want to present, we don't have full agreement on the substantive outcome yet, but if we do reach an agreement on it, we may want to present an interim approach that would work for 2018 without having to have a hearing on it while we continue to pursue and maybe finalize what that procedural aspect is. I realize this sounds kind of vague and abstract, but you know, these are still settlement issues under discussion. Can't really talk about the details of them, but that's one thing I think we have talked about presenting to you, and obviously we don't have that ready to present, but that the idea of doing something for an interim basis for 2018 is something discussed. If we can reach an agreement on the substantive approach to maybe present that to you, and I don't know if we've got agreement even to do that yet, but that's something we have talked about. The other thing is your last order stayed the proceedings, I think, through the end of this month, and we would need an additional stay so we can continue those work on the settlement.
Good. Any other comments? I appreciate and admire. Oh, go ahead.
This is Sarah. I guess that I am wondering, I guess I'll ask my fellow parties to this proceeding, is whether there would be some benefit to discussing in a little bit more concrete fashion the substantive issues that we've been discussing together that are not related directly to the reset date. Ed makes me a little nervous when he says that this is all settlement and we can't talk about it, even though we've been having Daryl and Emmy in the room, so it's not exactly like it's confidential. So is there anybody that objects to just sort of putting on the table what it is that we're in the middle of discussing?
I hate to go on the spot.
This is Travis, I know.
Okay, well, so let's just get into it then, because I think if we just keep talking amongst ourselves, we're not going to... Mr. Director, from a public health perspective, here's the fundamental issue that we're dealing with right now. We have, I think, at least from my perspective, an agreement in principle about how to deal with the reset date with the substance of the contested case. The issue that we're dealing with is that I think all of us, maybe some more than others, but all of us are looking for a way to make this a final, permanent solution. And part of that final, permanent solution, in whatever details it has, in everything from talking about reopening the partial degrees, which practically nobody wants to do, all the way to the indications we've had from the agency, which is just basically trust us. And there are a number of ideas that we've been floating amongst ourselves, some on group calls, some in individual calls, to try and sort through what mechanisms we could create that would provide some legal framework for the nature of the finality associated with this settlement. I'm going to stop there because I don't know if everybody agrees with exactly how I've characterized it, so anybody else jump in and either change or add to what I just said.
Sorry, this is it. I think you characterized that accurately. I didn't object to discussing it. I'm comfortable discussing it with the director, since we have discussed it with his counsel, because ultimately we are looking for a way to make sure that everyone is bound to this, including the department, going forward. And that's the procedural aspect of it. And we're still working through that, and that's why Garrett joined us on the call last week, talked through some of this, some of these issues. We don't have a solution to that yet. Sarah said we talked about a number of different ways to try and do it.
And I guess the thing I would say at this point is, if the director feels like we need to have a hearing date, that's fine, but I don't perceive that we have a huge disagreement at this point about the nature of the actual, the facts that are in dispute. And I'm not saying we have final language or we have agreement and everything, but I think in principle we have the nugget of the center of the settlement, and as Ed calls it, the procedural pieces that we're trying to sort through in order to know that this agreement is something we're going to be able to count on in the future.
This is Travis. I guess just from a timing standpoint, this is what Ed discussed. I think the party talked about this last week, trying to get something in front of you for 2018, at least to implement this year. I think that can be done within 30 days. That takes the pressure off of scheduling a hearing this summer. That would give us time to work on the substance solution. I think at a minimum, we're going to have to get the Bureau of Reclamation involved at some point as a party, so that'll take a little time. I think we can get there for at least a procedure for this year within a month.
I agree.
This is Gary. There's a couple of comments that I want to offer. One is a question. Someone joined us during the discussion, and we don't know who it is. So Mandy from Jerry Rigby's office is on, but somebody else came on. So, silent participant. Okay. My other comment is that I just want to clarify in the discussions that Sarah's characterization of the two extremes included a just trust us alternative, and I want everybody to know that at least the director didn't state just trust us, because I know I'd have poisoned the discussions had I said it. So
it was my characterization. I wasn't trying to be flippant. It was just trying to express the extreme.
No, I'm being flippant. So I don't know what alternatives are out there. I think these procedural questions have been. And we have somebody else added to the conversation right now.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Director. Somebody on the chat, and last night we've been here fumbling with the phone, so we've kind of got detected.
Okay. Thanks for participating. So I've been aware a little bit of this quandary, but not very much, and so I suspect the parties have discussed these alternatives in greater detail than I've explored them. I know one of the alternatives was Watermaster instructions, but that maybe doesn't rise to the level of permanency that the parties are seeking. Maybe there are other alternatives, and I'm willing to consider, and I appreciate innovation in suggested alternatives, both in addressing this year's reset. I just don't want to receive the letter mid-September that demands that I start delivering water without, in a particular way, without having the opportunity to address the issue. But if there's an interim solution, I'm all for it. I'm aware of this particular procedural concern, and I probably would try to rely on the parties for a recommendation. I don't have a strong feeling right now, but I understand your concern for finality, and actually I share that concern. I think the parties, having gone through this effort, shouldn't run the risk of having it come up again next year or the next year when opinions change somehow. But if I can rely on the parties to offer, I guess, alternatives, and we'll work on it here. I don't think I have a suggestion right now. I know when we talked about this before on a couple of these, maybe rather than characterizing it as Watermaster instructions, maybe we actually put on the evidence, and well, I'm not sure it changes ultimately the nature of the order that comes out, but that there be some friendly hearing. But on the other hand, I don't want to force parties through unnecessary expense and time. So I've said enough. Thanks for listening. But I'm sensitive to the issue, and I'm supportive of trying to find some way to add finality to whatever decision or stipulation is struck by the party. So I'll give you the phone line unless you want to talk about it some more.
Well, Director, this is Travis. I guess, can you extend the stay for another month?
Sure.
Since we've got a third deadline.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think that's
okay.
Yeah. Other questions?
Do we want to establish a deadline when we'll propose a stipulated operation plan for 2018?
I think a good time would be the expiration of the stay. I mean, why can't those deadlines be the same?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else? Thanks, everyone. I'm wired.
Okay.